Glass, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
With his debut solo single going back to 1981, which became the title track to his debut album, that was Pete Shelley with Homo Sapien. And Shelley's likely best known as one of the main men behind the Buzzcocks, one of the biggest punk bands out of Manchester, after an instant appreciation of the Sex Pistols. And the Buzzcocks originally lasted from 1976 until 1981, when label difficulties forced their breakup. They did later reunite in 1989, and have persisted to this day with the odd lineup change, though Shelley's been one of the two stalwart people behind it. Shelley was always a big fan of krautrock and experimental music growing up, and he actually recorded something in 1974, which was long form and supposedly wonderful. So Homo Sapien combined his interests perfectly and became a hit in many countries, though at the time, it was banned on BBC Radio for some allusions to his bisexuality. So for this Mr. Monday, you're all now tuned into Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's theatrical community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web and dropping pens on the floor at CITR.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be conducting this train until it derails until 9 p.m. A profile of the Oscar-nominated scores and songs continue on this week. And we're going to be looking at Dario Marianelli's work for the film adaptation of Leo Tolstoy's novel, Anna Karenina. And last week, we took a look at Michael Dana's nominated work for The Life of Pi. And back in December, we listened to Thomas Newman's work for Skyfall. And both of those are nominated for Oscars. And giving a vague Russian feel and track behind me, although there was some counting in German, but it kind of goes with their name. This is a Messer from Frau Müller, with a track off their 2001 album, Secondhand Dreams. And this lands to the band's URL, at least at the time. Our address on the web is www.fraumuller.spb.ru. And the RU indicates their Russianness. We're going to start off the show here with Death Grips, the experimental Sacramento hip-hop duo. They were booted off Epic recently for leaking their second album amongst some internal emails about what's going on. Epic originally wanted to delay the release until this year, since their debut, Money Store, whether it was debut or not. But they released Money Store earlier this April. And actually, it's for Money Store that we're going to listen to this song here. So this is going to be Death Grips here with I've Seen Footage here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio here in Vancouver.
I stay knees. massive. I'm a cop, I'm a fire block on some kid who steps up. Fast was hard to grasp what even happens. It's seen that hair that we want so good and so long. We want that, it's so good. Boy, we want that, it's so good. Boy, I see footage, I stay noise. Keep showing so much, boy, we're loose. It seem like no bones in the skin. Noise, my jaw hit the floor like this real floor. Gotta see that one more kid. I stay listen and went over. Pedestrian in Brazil. Little tiger, boy soldier. Twist the cap back and kill. Noise, see crazy shit, man, crazy shit. See crazy shit, man, crazy shit. Crazy shit, man, crazy shit. Crazy shit, 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 crazy
shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy
shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy shit, crazy shit,
cocaine took my dream, my dream. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine, more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300. Or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Det som har hänt nu, när man går förbi någon som jag tycker är riktigt snygg, då har vi börjat säga, oh shit, checka. I got this feeling.
From the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch.
From Sweden, somewhere, although based in London. That was Icona Pop with I Love It, and it features Charlie XCX there helping the duo out. That's the duo of Aino Yao and Caroline Hilt. And I Love It appears on the act's self-titled debut. an alder punky synth pop there. Of course, upon research, I found out that this song was used as a theme for some Jersey Shore Aw side project, so forgive the song for whatever orange skin transgressions have been done with Nit's name. In the background, this is some early Amon Tolban, to the point that this was known as Cujo, and this is Cat People off of the 1996 album Adventures in Foam, like styrofoam, something that you could put in a corner perhaps. Speaking of Charlie XCX, let's actually listen to a track by this British singer-songwriter born Charlotte Aitchison in 1992. Obviously, reason why mocking anyone born in the 70s. This host doesn't know anyone born in the 70s at all. Nope. Charlie XCX released her first music when she was 14, and two singles were released around that time, which would put that around 94, I believe. But the album itself was shelved. Somehow she persisted. Maybe 2004. 94 means she would be 2. Although, everyone remembers that French song with Jordy. Dur dur d'être bébé. A classic one-hit thing that could only happen in the 90s, but sticking with the script here, in 2011, new music came from Charlie XCX when it hit the airwaves and the internet buzzed, and this song was one of those singles. Though most of her work was digital. This physically appeared on a CD in Australia last year. So this is Charlie XCX with Stay Away. But do stay tuned to CITR.
I'm gone.
We just heard another Swedish electronic pop act, though this one will be at the Electric Owl this Wednesday, January 23rd. That was Nikki and the Dove, and we heard The Gentle Roar, and that's off last year's Instinct album. And the duo of Malin Dahlström and Gustav Karloff made their mark in 2011 with their Moshi Moshi single, DJ Ease My Mind, playing up sort of a spectralish pop vibe. The more peppier numbers, it's a little bit more like an M83 epic opera. And showing you how things have changed, Nikki and the Dove are signed to Sub Pop, which has not been exclusively about grunge for quite some time. Meanwhile, behind me, this is a local synth act, Delirium, and this is off last year's Music Box Opera, and this is Rain Down. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Hopefully, some of you were able to make it down to the Waldorf on its final weekend to catch this Halifax producer we're going to hear up as he tore up the Tiki Bar. Sold out just prior to the surprise announcement of the hotel's closure, Ryan Hemsworth's gig made for a de facto wake for the East Van establishment, which I spoke about a couple of times anyways last week. Word is that the mayor's issued a 120-day hold on determining the Waldorf's heritage status, but I attribute how the Waldorf has just been over 2 years as a perfect confluence of things, so it'd be hard to see how that magic could be reproducible again. At the same time, too, I've seen what's happened sometimes with heritage status buildings, and this may not be a given that that building's going to be upright. Anyways, Ryan Hemsworth released a new track on the SoundCloud a couple weeks ago, so this makes this the first song released in 2013 that you'll hear on Exploding Head Movies here. Hopefully, this offers us a taste of what to come here. So this is Hemsworth with Based World.
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy.
coming to venue on March 7th. That was Trust with Bulbform, and that's off the TRST album. And Trust is based out of Toronto, features the duo of former Winnipegger Robert Alphonse and then Maya Postepsky from the band Austra. And behind me, this is one of the first tracks I've heard off of Tim Hecker and Daniel Lapatin's collaborative album, Instrumental Tourist. And this is Whole Earth Tascam. And Hecker is a Montreal sound artist, primarily works with Static and Drone. And his recent works on his own were tied to some organ pieces out of Iceland. Meanwhile, Lopatin is better known as 10 Tricks Point Never, a bit of a playful sonic magpie himself, too. And at some point, either once I or the station here gets the album, I'll play some more selections from there. And this station is CITR, we're broadcast here out of UBC over 101.9 FM. I guess that is megahertz if for those of you on your wireless crystals, and it's powerful enough to pick this up. I'm Yak, and you're listening to Exploding Head Movies. And hopefully you caught at least part of the mayhem that is this past Thursday, since January 17th is art's birthday. In celebration of all that art is and art has done, based on a Fluxus movement thing, I believe CITR itself coordinator Megan Thomas will be compiling the entire 24 plus hours of sonic mayhem that we demonstrated that way. But at the very least, if you catch up on the Exploding Head Movie Podcast, just available under CITR.ca, you can listen to whatever I did for about 2 hours or so, including the first half hour or so, where I started playing a little bit of a punishing Moog beat thing behind Robert Fidia, doing the piece with which art had its birthday. Now, although the 2012 Polaris Prize was definitely awarded last September to Feist for her album Metals, of the 10 albums that were shortlisted for the prize, that year actually was pretty good for me. There was only one that I hadn't heard a thing from at the time. And on the shortlist was Cold Specs's I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. And Cold Specs is the project of Somali-Canadian Al SPX, or Al Specs. She's now based in London, and she signed to the Mute label. And her fusion of Southern American, like, gospel, like Deep South gospel, along with gothic themes, combined together in what one critic defined as doom soul, which I kind of find quite apt, with a mix of sparse instrumentation and sort of the bluesy vocals here. So from that Polaris-nominated album, this is going to be Cold Specs with Holland here on CITR, UBC Radio here, out on the peninsula, way past the University Endowment lands.
To die. we will all return.
See this happening is in an extended ride north.
Now that we're deep inside, the wise, there's a place to hide. You
from their latest album, The North. That was Stars with The Theory of Relativity. Along with the act that we just heard before, and that was Cold Specs, and we heard her song Holland. Stars has a brief tour together with Cold Specs for a few dates in the midst of March. Dates look like in Montreal, Kingston, and London, though they may hit Toronto for Canadian Music Week there. However, Stars will be touring in BC this April. April 2nd, they'll be at the Royal on Nelson. April 3rd, the Kelowna Community Theatre. On April 4th, they'll be at the Alix Golden Hall in Victoria. And they have two dates at the Commodore Ballroom. April 5th is their all-ages date, and then on the 6th, it is 18+. No word yet if BC's new crazy all-ages law applies to that, so as always, do check local listings and see what tickets are available at your local ticket supplier. Behind me, for all you vintage hockey fans, this is Toronto's Shuffle Demons with their version of the historic original Hockey Night in Canada theme. The four-month lockout, of course, ended a couple weeks ago, and the games began this past Saturday, with the local team starting off a little rocky there. Up next, I've played my fair share of Berlin-based digits in the past, but there's a weird bit of touring news available on this project. He's got two dates in Toronto lined up this winter, along with a confirmed date at Canadian Music Week at the Wrong Bar on March 22nd. He'll also be opening up for Radiohead producer Nigel Godrich's band Ultra Ista, January 26th, so that this Saturday at Lee's Palace. However, for those of us on the West Coast, but a wee bit north, Digits will also be playing the Frostbite Festival in Whitehorse up in the Yukon on February 15th. So this is a song that Digits did with Toronto duo Au Palais. This is going to be Last Trip here on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. Sunday, January 27th, Fortune Sound Club and Psychic Pornography present XXYYXX with guests Cyril Hahn, Camdales, Headspace, and Klein. Tickets are already sold out, but there will be a limited amount released at the door. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
signs will be sure to arrive on time. Parts onto me, anatomy of my memory. Da 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 soaked in the blood of our ancestors, finding our way through these tall stands of grandfathers. Da 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 da. Well, I found in your face all the truth that I need. My faith in your body, we're planting the seed. Da 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 da.
So that set started off with Last Trip with Digits and Opale, and then we heard French Kicks there with Sex Tourists off their 2008 album Swimming, the New York Quartet's most recent album and possibly last, since there was some talk that they've either broken up or gone on an extended hiatus. And then we closed Victoria's Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra, and that was Otters. And that's off last year's Follow My Lead, Lead Me to Follow. And Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra are going to be playing all manners of shows through BC in the coming weeks. Who hitting up Winlaw, Caslow, Nelson, Kamloops, Duncan, Nanaimo, Victoria, Cumberland, Quadra Island, Cortez Island, Ashcroft, and Golden. But as local dates go, this Groundhog Day, February 2, they'll be at the church at the 900 block of West 49th. So do take a gander at their bluegrass roots in gypsy jazz fusion. Meanwhile, in the background here, this is some more gypsy jazz, and this is something I tried playing a few weeks ago until the song caught out about now. Still going. Alright. This is Van Django with I'll See You in My Badass Dreams off last year's Waltz in the Shape of a Tree. They're playing The Cellar on West Broadway here next Wednesday, January 30th, and they would have fit in thematically with the Django Unchained super long show I did New Year's Eve, which is available in its AM glory off the Exploding Head Movie Mixcloud page. I'm Gak. Coming up next year on CITR, we'll take a quick little profile on Jerry Anderson, the master marionette man who sadly passed away. Oh dear, I have totally blown my mind. What day? On Boxing Day. And for those of you as children of a certain age, or if you caught reruns, all the weird marionette things out of the UK at the time involving, you know, fantastic science and space and all aqua wander stuff. Jerry Anderson was the one who sort of produced all that. So we're going to listen to a couple TV themes from his shows. We're going to start off with Don Spencer here providing vocals. And we're going to listen to Barry Gay Orchestra provide the background to this and the theme a little afterwards. So from 1960-something. I'll look it up afterwards. This is Don Spencer with the theme from Fireball XL5 here on CITR, Vancouver. Okay, so Fireball XL5, the theme sung by Don Spencer, came there from 1962. And then we heard the main theme to Joe 90, and Joe 90 came out in a year that is slowly appearing up, 1968. And that was the Barry Gray Orchestra. And behind me, this is probably the Super Mario Nation thing that we're most familiar with. This is Jeff Love and his orchestra with their cover of the theme from Thunderbirds. And these were all Jerry Anderson productions, and he passed away this Boxing Day at the age of 83. Of course, most of us probably better know the Mario Nation now based on the spoof that was done by Matt Parker and Trey Stone for Team America World Police. Totally inspired in part based on what they saw. Alright, there's been a lot of deaths in the music and the film world in the past little while, and there's hope that I might catch up on what's going on that way, but here's a couple that we can just knock out quickly here. At some point, I definitely want to profile them a little bit better, but Fontella Bass, one of the most awesome names there is, and one of the awesome voices, because she actually did the song Rescue Me. She also died on Boxing Day, at the age of 72, some complications after recovering from a heart attack. From her 1972 album Free, this is Fontella Bass here with Hold On This Time.
Die.
We probably best know her for the Tennessee Waltz. That was Patti Page from 1956 in the Land of Hi-Fi. That was I Didn't Know About You. And Patti Page, one of the biggest selling artists in the 1950s. And she sold 100 million records her entire life. She was born Clara Ann Fowler in 1927, but on New Year's Day this year, she passed away. And she will be posthumously honored with a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award coming up. But yeah, one of the best things about Patti Page is a lot of times with the vocals that you hear with all the harmonies, it's her. So she actually was one of the first artists that had multi-tracking done for her, so it wasn't live vocals sometimes. So we'll miss her. So in the background, off of the 1995 compilation, The Day My Favorite Insect Died, this is Anna Karenina with Tribeca. And they'll segue shortly into our Anna Karenina, oh my goodness, Anna Karenina soundtrack profile by Dario Marianelli. But there is an Oscar-nominated song that we need to hear as well, too. And this was a new song written for the film adaptation of Les Miserables, the musical that started in the 80s. So this is a Broadway man himself singing live on the film set, as with the rest of the actors. This is Hugh Jackman with Suddenly, here on CITR.
Suddenly, you're here. Suddenly, it starts. Can two anxious hearts beat as one? Yesterday I was alone. Today you are beside me. Something still unclear, something not yet here, has begun. Suddenly the world seems a different place, somehow full of grace, full of light. How was I to know that so much hope was held inside me? What is past is gone. Now we journey on through the night. How was I to know at last that happiness can come so fast? Trusting me the way you do, I'm so afraid of failing you. Just a child who cannot know that danger follows where I go. There are shadows everywhere and memories I cannot share. Nevermore alone, nevermore apart. You have warmed my heart like the sun. You have brought the gift of life and love so long denied me. Suddenly I see what I could not see. Something suddenly has begun.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
В опале береза стояла, в опале кудрявая стояла, люли-люли стояла, люли-люли стояла. Некому березу заломати, некому кудряву защипати, люли-люли заломати, люли-люли защипати. себя я трегу, дочка, люли-люли треплю, дочка, люли-люли треплю, дочка.
Not sure who the singer was on that, but she was singing an old Russian folk song there, so that was The Girl and the Birch. And in the background, this is Dario Marianelli with Dance With Me, and both of these come from the soundtrack to Anna Karenina, which is the third, technically second at this point once the Oscar nominations were announced, Oscar-nominated profile that we're taking a look at on our Exploding Head Movies. And Marianelli has worked with Joe Wright, who directed this adaptation of Anna Karenina, based on Leo Tolstoy's 19th century book. And they've collaborated in the past, and in 2008 they won an Oscar together, or at least Marianelli did, for his work for Atonement. Fantastic bit of work that features a typewriter, amongst other things. And I think it was the first Oscar-nominated score, or Oscar-winning score, I did profile once it was announced back in the Radio Free Gag days. So the nice thing, or the interesting hook at least with this adaptation of Anna Karenina, since it's been adapted a couple dozen times already to film, is that this sort of plays up a bit of a theatrical theme, because Joe Wright explored the idea that the Russian aristocracy at the time definitely put a bit of a fake face on in hiding their true emotions when they were dealing with certain matters, but behind closed doors, their tense emotions came up. So Marianelli deployed the waltz in a way of sweeping up everyone's emotions as a married woman falls in love and has an illicit affair with a top aristocrat. Although, when I read the book, I always preferred the other story involving Levin and Kitty dealing with life on the farm. Just, I don't know why, but Wright took the idea of, like, yeah, if everything basically is based on, like, presenting a theatrical voice, why don't we stage half the film on the theater? So, based on the footage I've seen so far, it looks phenomenal, and if you have a chance to see it, should be all right. So I'm going to shut up here. We're going to listen to the overture and then however many cues we can fit before the jazz show here. This is Dario Marianelli off of Anna Karenina.
Thank you.
All right, I'll sneak a track in after I talk here. So we heard Overture, and then with the whistling, and then the singing, there is She Is of the Heavens, and those are both from Anna Karenina's soundtrack there. It was composed by Dario Marianelli. In the background, this is his piece, I Understood Something. And amidst all the 19th century-inspired Russian classical music that Marianelli used, he also deployed some of the folk music idioms of the time. It seems like most of it's sort of like near towards Karjala, or which is near with the Finnish, where I'm from, Karelia. And he thrived on the experimentalism that he could do with this soundtrack, because, of course, he can't ever do everything straight through as though it was a 19th century piece, so he put a little bit of tango in there, and even a little bit of some weird Serbian sort of folk influence as well, too. So if this soundtrack wins, I'll definitely profile some more of the music from there, since I had to cut a bit away. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show. Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you to midnight. And if you missed any of this week's episode of the podcast, well, the server does work again, so just go to CITR.ca, and you'll find it that way. And if you have iTunes, I'll put the links to the podcasts that were lost and how you can download those as MP3s. Otherwise, if you just want to hear them through a flash player, just go to Mixcloud and you'll find it that way. But if you're on the Facebook, on the Twitter, the Google Plus, or the Tumblr, I'll make sure the audio player is there as well too. So the next few weeks, I am going to be out of the country. So next week, Darren from Stereoscopic Redoubt will be filling in for me. And then the week after, which will be February 4th, it'll be Val from Folk Oasis. So both of them should have what ought to be great shows lined up in my absence. They're not going to look at the Oscar songs, though. Or they might. They haven't really told me. But when I come back on the BC's inaugural Family Day, I'll pick up where we left off by looking at Alexander Desplat's score to Argo. And at that point, that show is going to be at 7:30, as usual. I know I was excited about starting at 7 at one point, but a few decisions need to be made. But the Korean pop show before me right now seems to be doing quite well, so we'll stick with the script for a little while, and we'll see what happens in the summer. So we're going to close off with one last piece from Anna Karenina, and this will be Dario Marianelli with Can Can. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. I'll see you in 3 weeks, and be nice to both Darren and Val while I'm away, and don't steal my stuff.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca.